This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm Mike Luoma. I am your host, your writer, your reader, and I've got another chapter in my work in progress. It's my new novel, The Star Seeds of Earth, and we'll get into chapters 13 and 14. Two chapters on this episode. They're a little on the short side. 14's a little shorter than 13. I wasn't sure which order they were going to be in. I may still reverse them. In one of them, we're going to check in with Kit and Katie. Katie's still out there. We already checked in with her. She was trying to collect after a job a little bit earlier. Haven't really checked in with Kit too much. I think this is Kit's first appearance in the novel, maybe. Oh, I should know that, right? Off the top of my head, I'm not recalling correctly. I think so. I think this could be his. Well, now I'm going to have to look it up. Anyway, welcome to the strange new world, huh? Man. The novel coronavirus, COVID-19. Social distancing. And you know what's weird is I work from my home a lot. You know, doing audiobooks and such from my home studio. And yet, now that I'm supposed to, or have to, stay at home, I feel cooped up. It's like, wait, my reality hasn't really changed. Although, I gotta tell you, I'm kind of an empathic person, kind of a sensitive person. It was worse when I was a kid. I've learned over time how to, you know, not feel everything from everyone around you. But, I'll tell you, in moments like this, when there's kind of a sort of collective societal grip of panic or anxiety, whew, I can't help it. I've been feeling it. It hit me Thursday, so I can pinpoint it. Thursday morning around 10:15. It's like all of a sudden, it just rose. Everybody's panic level. That's when you could feel it coming up. At first, I thought it was me. I thought it was internal. Because it's been so long since I felt other people's kind of emotions, anxiety, that kind of thing. You don't want to, so you block it out. But, yeah, at first I was like, I checked in with my mom because I was like, I hope everything's okay, you know, because you sometimes get intuitive bursts. But it turned out this anxiety wasn't just mine. I finally was able to like analyze it and pull back from it a little bit, detach from it. A little bit, and realize no, this is what we're all feeling. This is the angst the country is wallowing in. So, yeah, welcome to the strange new world. If you need any information, if you have any questions, there are a couple websites that are important to keep in mind. Good places to go if you need the straight knowledge and not BS. You know, if so-and-so's cousin is telling you something weird on Facebook, go to these sites. There's the World Health Organization site, the WHO.int. That's WHO.int. And then our own CDC, the CDC.gov site. Both of those sites, WHO.int and CDC.gov, have factual and accurate information. So that, you know, you're not basing what you're doing on hearsay and Facebook memes. You know what I mean? Now, as it turns out, our tech, our technology for WBKM, the radio station I'm on, the internet station, well, it's high tech enough, it's going to allow me to keep doing my show from home. So I will continue to be with you on your radio every weekday at noon on WBKM.org and on the WBKM app. So that's some good news. I get to keep playing music and talking to you every day. And speaking of talking, I'm going to be still auditioning. You know, I'm keeping auditioning. Just got another audition out this morning for a potential book. Heard back from the author that I'm on his short list, which is always nice. Doesn't guarantee anything. I have heard that a lot and never seen it come through. So I don't get my hopes up. It's just, it makes me feel like I've done a good audition and I've learned over time to take some pride in that and have that be a certain satisfaction, you know? And hopefully it works out. We'll see. I've just done a string of these audiobooks that I'll tell you, they are not well written, but they keep sending them my way and I'm doing them and I'm getting paid, which is on some level important, you know, especially in this day and age. But yeah, they're just kind of weird books, sort of like books that were written in English, translated into another language and translated back into English. And now I'm reading them. Just odd. And I know the audio is good, but they're taking a while for them to be approved by Audible. So they may be going, what is this? We'll see. Anyway, I've been working. And like I said, I've been working from home anyway, and that's been fine. And I do find the need to get out, you know, so I don't get stir crazy looking at the same walls all the time. But yeah, now that I have to, now that it's like, you know, social distancing is what we're supposed to be doing to try to flatten the curve. Woo, I'm feeling it. Oh, speaking of all that, Balticon may not happen. They are watching things, but the governor of Maryland has put a ban on gatherings larger than 250, and it's of indefinite length, and this stuff may not be over by the end of May, this social distancing. So we may not have Balticon this year. Like so many other things, it may be canceled. But I wanted you to know that this book will still be coming out on May 22nd. I will have something to celebrate. I will make a celebration happen. There will be a virtual book launch if there is nothing else. So this book will still be released on May 22nd, and I'll create a virtual book launch and invite you all to it. So yes, welcome to the new world. And up next, welcome to chapters 13 and 14. This, yes, is the new chapter 13. What you heard as chapter 13 last week is now going to be part of a later chapter. Just kind of happened. So yes, the new chapter 13 and 14. Coming up next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Wake up. Go to work. Work. Come home. Eat dinner. Rot your brain out. Go to bed. Lather. Rinse. Repeat. Are you tired of an old humdrum life? Tired of things that just weigh you down and depress you? Wouldn't you rather just focus on things that are awesome? Tune into Nutty Bites. Find out what's awesome. Nutty Bites. NIMLAS.org/blog.
Now, here's Chapter 13 of The Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Dr. Krishnaverti and Emily Brown sat across from each other at a table in the Hornet's Nest Galley for their usual Monday morning working breakfast. They were missing the other two who usually took part. Alibi was still off on his latest chase after a starseed, but Emily had heard from communications a short time earlier that he was on his way back to base. Anita Capituna, however, had just canceled on them on short notice. "I don't like this," Krish said. He pushed the food around on his plate, but didn't lift his fork to eat. "What, your breakfast? Your eggs come out bad?" Emily asked. "No," Krish said. "The general, situation. The eggs are the eggs."
"I hear you," Emily said. "Why is he still here?"
"I think she likes him," Krish said. "They ended up getting together, you know. At least for dinner. Twice."
"Ew," Emily said. "Doesn't she know what she's getting into?"
"I agree," Krish said. "Ew."
"Ew?"
Hector Ruiz echoed the question as he walked in and over towards their table.
"You'll never guess who's here," Emily said. "Still here."
"Someone who?" Hector said.
"Billy Gentry, maybe. I saw him down in the landing bay talking to Ms. Anita. I didn't know she knew him."
Hector sat down with them at the table.
"She doesn't," Emily said. "Well..."
"She didn't, before," Krish said. "I think she does. Now."
"Yeah, they were extremely friendly," Hector said. "I was very surprised."
"It is a good thing Alibi is not here," Krish said. "He would be crushed to see his mother figure acting like this, with such a person."
"Is it a good thing?" Emily said. "Maybe if he was here more often, his aunt would be acting more responsibly." She frowned. "Excuse me." She left the table, heading for the door.
"She misses Alibi," Krish said, conspiratorially, to Hector.
"I do not!" she yelled back over her shoulder as she left the galley.
"Does she?" Hector asked. "I didn't know they were a thing."
"They're not," Krish said. "Yet. But I see it coming. Whether they do or not."
"You're a matchmaker now," Hector asked. Krish laughed.
"Far from it," Krish said. "I am just observant. I see things."
"I see," Hector said.
"So do I," Krish said. "You see?"
They laughed.
"Gentry better get a move on, or he's going to bump into Alibi," Hector said. "Alibi just called in. Came out of transpace as I was landing. He'll be here soon, after he dodges some rocks."
"You are not what I expected, William," Anita said. "I'm old enough that I cut to the chase and say what I think, and you are a sexy man." The two had sparred back and forth via messages after Anita had Emily escort him back to his ship. When Anita admitted she enjoyed the repartee, Gentry invited himself to stay at the Hornet's Nest for an extra day or two, and invited Anita out to dinner. She'd internally debated what she was going to do about that, but the side of her that wasn't going to let him leave the landing bay lost. She let him out, and they'd had a nice weekend together. Anita had to admit, she'd enjoyed the insufferable man's company.
"You're a good-looking woman, Anita," Gentry said. "You surprise me. That's not easy to do. You know what power is, how to use it, and you don't fear it. That is sexy, too."
"So here we are, a couple of sexy old people," Anita said. "Maybe we should do something more about that."
"Maybe we should," Gentry said. "This is the longest I've spent with anyone, talking to anyone, in years."
He smiled.
"But no more right now. I'm supposed to be on Depot. Held up this ship, even."
He nodded at the cruiser waiting next to them.
"No need to brag," she said, joking. She smiled. "We will get together then."
"Count on it," he said. "Though this does complicate things with Nico. He doesn't like you. Or Alibi. I think he's afraid of you, Anita. Knows how powerful you were."
"Yes, he's been trying to eliminate my remaining power base ever since he got into office," she said. "He's done a pretty thorough job of shutting me out. Quite an insecure little man."
"Your words, not mine," Gentry said. "I have to work with him."
"Too bad. He's vile," she said. "And not good vile, like yourself."
"Is that a compliment?" Gentry said.
"Not too much of one, no," she said. She smiled. "How nicely unexpected. And to think, you arrived with my dirt. Now you're growing on me like a weed."
You're not at all what I expected, either, he said. He laughed. I shouldn't tell you this, but Constantine doesn't know how sharp and smart you are. Well, he doesn't seem to, based on how he's described you to me in the past. You've got an advantage on him in that. He underestimates you. He doesn't know his enemy.
And yet he's still afraid of me, she said. As I say, an insecure little man, and your political bedfellow.
I don't want to sleep with him, Gentry joked, suggestive.
Am I supposed to blush? Anita asked. Don't get ahead of yourself, Billy.
Am I getting ahead of myself? He asked, knowing the answer. No goodbye kiss, then.
Don't get ahead of yourself, she repeated. She grinned. I'm not much of a kisser, or a hugger either. And a handshake now? I don't think so. So I'll just nod, and you can go.
Can I now? He laughed.
You can. You may. And you should, she said. Go.
Okay, I'll go, he said. But you're not the easiest woman to escape from, you know.
Go.
He smirked, turned, and walked over to his ship. The airlock opened. Gentry turned back before stepping in.
Hey, you're watching me go, he said. That's cute, almost romantic.
Go, William.
Anita couldn't keep her straight face any longer. A laugh ripped out.
Damn it, she said, laughing. Get out of here.
Okay, I'm gone, Gentry said. For now.
He ducked into the ship's airlock, and the doors slid shut behind him.
I did not see that coming, she said to herself.
Anita smiled and began the walk back to her arboretum. That was Chapter 13. Now here's Chapter 14 of The Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Hello, Kit, Katie said.
Katie? Kit answered over the comm.
His location was masked.
Are you there? Have you gone yet?
No,
Kit said.
You promised your brother, she said. You promised Kat.
I know that.
What do you tell your father? Does Ricard know you delay?
Yes. No. Not entirely.
You are such an idiot, Kit, Katie said.
You are one of only two I would allow to speak with me this way, Kit said.
You know I'm telling the truth. You're either still blaming Alibi for your life mate's death, which was never Alibi's fault, or you feel so embarrassed for holding a grudge against him for something he didn't do that you feel you can't go see him. Either way, you're an idiot.
I am going there soon, Kit said, to the Hornet's Nest.
Good.
What are you doing? Or should I ask?
I am working, she said.
So, the new, job, it is working out for you?
Yeah, she said. Officially, I'm a bounty hunter, dead or alive. Usually they want them alive. And I've been doing that, mostly. But I've had a couple of big ones of the other kind, too.
They pay well,
Kit asked. When they pay, she said, you're not dealing with the most honest beings in this line of work.
I see. Where are you now?
Fortuna, Katie said. New home for some religious group. Another one of those sort of monolithic settlements we've been seeing lately. Boring. The leader here has a hit he wants done. Gotta love that. A religious guy wants someone taken out. Must not have much of a budget if he's talking to me.
Do not be so hard on yourself, Katie, Kit said.
Just the truth, Kit, once again.
I'll tell it to myself as fast as anyone else, she said, and laughed. I'm still building my reputation. Can't charge too much yet.
Well, Kit said, good luck, Katie.
Thanks, Kit, she said. But you know why I'm calling.
Yes,
Kit said. He purred a sigh.
I will go to the hornet's nest. Soon.
For Cat, Katie said. You promised.
I know.
Thank you, Kit, she said. Until next time?
Yes,
Kit said.
Thank you for calling.
Katie out, she said, closing the connection. She'd taken on the role of being Kit's goad to get him to the hornet's nest. The way she saw it, if your dying brother makes you promise him something, you have to follow through on it. The fact that Kit had been a stubborn idiot about the whole thing just made her job easier. Now, to see about this other job. Katie powered down her ship and checked her itinerary. She had a few minutes before she had to meet this guy who called himself, what was it, the Star? Oh yeah, the Light. That was Chapter 14 of The Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Heard Chapter 13 as well. So, yeah. Anita hooking up with Billy Gentry. I did not see that coming. Like, that was one of those things as I'm, like, coming up with the novel, as I was looking at what was going on, I was like, really? Okay. Your characters do stuff, man. I will tell you. Sometimes it surprises you. And Anita's like, oh yeah. He's hot. I'm like, really? We'll see how Alibi feels about that when he gets back on board the Hornet's Nest. He'll be landing soon. And it sounds like Kit is coming back. Kit and Katie. No, Katie's not coming back. Katie has a job on Fortuna for some guy called the Light. Yeah, huh. Yep. So, even though we checked in with Hap last week, that chapter's actually going to be part of a further distant chapter. So you're going to hear some of that material again. It just happened that way. So this was the new Chapter 13 and now Chapter 14. They had been 14 and 15, but that's not important now. But that's, I guess, you know, evidence of the work in progress that's going on here. I want to thank my beta readers, Keith and Tori, who so far have given me feedback on this part of the novel and stuff that's a little more distant into the novel. Keith's gone through the whole thing, and Tori's given me feedback as she goes. My other beta readers, I'm still waiting to hear from, so. I hate being a goad, though. You know, I have Katie goading Kit on this episode here, but, well, maybe after I finish recording this and put it out, I'll drop down a couple messages, say hello, and say, hey, maybe you have some time to kill. I don't know. You know, we got to have humor. If we don't keep our humor, keep our sense of humor, what do we got, right? But if you do need more information about the novel coronavirus, about COVID-19, just go to cdc.gov or who.int. Those are the World Health Organization and the CDC's sites. So that's where you get the straight dope. You hear any rumors or weirdness? Those are the sites to go check on the actual facts. cdc.gov. And who.int. And once again, I am still going to be on your radio every day. I can do this from home, it turns out. I can broadcast from my home studio. So I will be on wbkm.org every weekday at noon Eastern Time if you want to hear some tunes and hear me mix things up. And with social distancing and all that's going on, Balticon may not happen this year. We'll have to wait and see. But they have put everything on hold right now. Despite that, this book will still be released that weekend on May 22nd. We will have a virtual book launch, and we will celebrate. Books are like my babies, so this is my next baby coming. No postponing. That's what I got for you this week. I hope you'll be back for another chapter, maybe two, of this work in progress, The Starseeds of Earth. If you want to find out more about the novel, if you want to pre-order it, just go to my website, glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com, mikeluoma.com. You can pre-order it now pretty much everywhere, from Amazon to Barnes & Noble to Kobo to Apple, etc., etc., etc. I don't know why that came up. Little Yul Brynner King and I, but hey. Good note to end on, I suppose, this week. I'm Mike Luoma. Thank you for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.